Congress holds a hearing today on proposed workforce cuts at the Transportation Security Administration. It's the second time this week that the TSA has been in the hot seat on Capitol Hill. A Monday hearing looked at how airport screeners treated passengers and ended with lawmakers calling security agents rude. Government Accountability Office Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues, Stephen Lord, testified on TSA screening, and Mr. Lord joins us now. Good morning. Thanks for being on.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
All right, and good to have you here. Now, tell us the big picture. Is TSA in horrible shape, or did you just find some things that basically need some tweaking and adjustment?
Oh, we never use that term, horrible shape, but we have completed a body of work that suggests, you know, there are some improvements they could be making in a number of areas. And we, you know, in the statement I made, we outlined several of them.
Now, it seems to be that there are two basic areas. One is the interaction with the public by screeners, and the other is programmatic in how they manage funds and deployment of new equipment. Let's talk about the screeners first. What are some of the issues there?
Well, one of the key issues is they deployed a new layer of security referred to as behavior detection officers, and they deployed this program before ensuring it was based on sound science. So we had some concerns about that and made some recommendations to TSA to take additional steps to validate it.
Did you look at how TSA has already been using this and if it actually has been successful in tracking down, say, people trying to sneak in things that they're not supposed to sneak into, airplanes, things like that?
Yeah, well, one of the questions we asked TSA is, how do you know this program is working? And they provided us some performance metrics, but when we studied them, we noticed some of them were for illegal aliens, some of them were related to drug arrests, and this is not the primary mission of the TSA, so we thought it was a good idea if they refined the metrics and, you know, took some additional steps to better demonstrate the value of the program.
Because that kind of thing is widely thought to be used, say, by Israel. It seems like there is a body of knowledge about that type of screening that exists in the world.
Well, you can at a very general level, it's comparable to the Israel model, but we often heard that, and we actually studied the TSA program, and they use this very complex scoring system when they're surveilling passengers, and that is not in use by the Israelis. They use a much simpler model. In fact, that's one of the points we made in our report. We suggested perhaps they refine it and simplify it.
So there's the question that you just spoke about what to do and sort of the policy. But as we said in introducing this interview, a lot of the lawmakers were focused on how TSA agents at airports are treating people, calling them rude or brusque or what have you. Did you also look at the training and how that policy filters down to the people there on the ground in the airports?
Well, that issue definitely came up at the hearing, and I made the point that the screeners, they serve in a very public role. They're, you know, and sometimes the traveling public, basically you're in a hurry, you don't have time to await or answer a series of questions from TSA screeners, but I know they're trying to do the best job they can. It's just unfortunate there's always incidents that become highly publicized and leads to a perception that they need to be doing things better.
And they usually involve members of Congress who ask, "Don't you know who I am?" type of thing, right? I mean, that would be a skewed sample to judge from.
Yeah, so, but on the other hand, you know, there's 2 million passengers a day going through passenger checkpoints, and for the most part, you know, you don't hear about that. What you do hear about is these somewhat more unusual events that, you know, tend to go viral in today's information age, unfortunately for TSA.
And what about the full body scanners? I know there was some discussion in your testimony about that program. And again, there's part of the issue is financial, how they're deploying them and using them and whether they actually use the ones they paid for, and also how they are used when they are deployed. And how's that going? Let's talk about the deployed machines. How's that program shaking out?
Oh, there's a great deal of great question. There's a great deal of interest in that program. We issued a classified report in January on the program. Unfortunately, all the details are classified. We were, however, able to issue one small piece on the utilization rates in our public report. What we found is, in some cases, TSA has purchased this technology installed it in airports in areas where there's not a lot of passenger volume. So if you look at the utilization rate, what you find is it's not really being used that often. And we provided some of the metrics in our testimony as well.
Well, have the manufacturers been able to speed up the machines? Because part of the problem was it took too long to process each image, and so therefore would slow the lines down.
Well, they have this new software that hopefully will speed up some of the processing, and they have this new generation of AITs that are coming out that will be part of the new procurement. So hopefully over time you'll see higher throughput rates and faster processing. But that's something, you know, we're going to be looking at as part of our follow-on work on AIT. I find that's an area Congress is really interested in, and you know, better understanding the capabilities of the machines.
We're speaking with Stephen Lord. He's GAO's Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues, and we're talking about TSA being in the hot seat on Capitol Hill this week with lots of things going on there. We were talking about these full-body scanners not being used to such a great deal. Do you think that actually it would be wise for TSA to use them more, or is there actually another path that is more efficient and perhaps more secure that passengers might also appreciate better? In other words, should they be taking another tact?
Well, that's a great question. We asked them to take a look at the whole deployment strategy. And, you know, the body scanners are only one piece of technology they use at the passenger checkpoint, and it all has to work together in unison to make sure people can get to their destinations in a timely manner. So we recommended, part of our prior reports, that, you know, they look at, revisit their strategy and ensure all the technology is integrated effectively and wisely at the checkpoint.
And can it also be said, too, that TSA in many ways is doing what Congress asked it to do, so that when members say they're treating the public like prisoners or cattle, I mean, aren't they talking about what they have created, or at least partly responsible for creating, that is, members of Congress themselves?
Absolutely. Congress mandated that TSA take over that function from the carriers and in the wake of 9/11. So TSA is simply responding to a mandate to screen passengers as directed by Congress. So, and, you know, I work with TSA people on almost daily basis. So, you know, I just want to point out a lot of them are really trying their best to do a good job. And I think it is unfortunate you always hear about the most extreme examples of where, you know, screening officers perhaps are implementing guidance improperly.
And we shouldn't forget that the whole big picture, we're talking about these problems and what they could do or should do, but also they're under big budget constraints. So what they realistically can do might not be as much as the ideal. I did want to ask you about the transportation worker identification credential, though, because I know you looked at that program that was part of your written testimony. Not so familiar with it. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
That is a biometric ID card maritime workers use to access ports. We completed some recent work on that. You know, we wanted to know how well is it working. It sounds really sexy. You have all this, you have a computer chip embedded on a card. You can use it with a card reader. It should be a good way to limit access to, you know, secure areas of our ports and vessels. But we found a number of problems in the use of the card.
So TWIC in many ways is like the HSPD-12 card, great fanfare, a lot of potential, but still hasn't quite lived up to what people hoped it would do.
Yeah, it's exactly. And what we found is it's still currently being used as just a flash pass. It's not being used in conjunction with readers yet. And if you're just using it as a flash pass, it really, the security benefits provided are rather limited, and as part of our work, we dispatched some covert investigators to test it and practice.
Oh, I love when you guys do that.
And we were able to access most of the facilities we tested. I can't give you the exact number. That's considered sensitive information, but we were able to exploit most of the areas we visited.
Well, you could give
fake cards or ones we obtained under fraudulent means.
You could give yourselves potato chips on your next flight if you're able to do that. So just very briefly, in the next 5 years, what do you think TSA should look like from the point of view of passengers going through the airport?
Well, the good news is they're trying to streamline their processes and becoming more risk-based. This one-size-fits-all screening process, I don't think it's, you know, is outdated, and the administrator himself has acknowledged that, and they're trying to move to, you know, programs such as PreCheck, where they do some vetting on you beforehand, and you can just either go to the front of the line or stream right through a special lane. So I think the overall experience should improve as they try to conduct more risk-based screening and just, you know, worry about the people they don't know anything about, and if they know a lot about you, you'll just be able to zip right through.
So Congress isn't giving TSA much of a break on Capitol Hill. Are you going back up there anytime soon to talk about TSA?
Oh, I'm up there all the time talking about TSA. This is definitely a hot topic. There's a lot of interest in, and I should say they spent a lot of money. They spent about $60 billion since 9/11, so I think Congress has a right to ask questions to ensure accountability and oversight.